Parents took last-minute photos as they tried to shuffle 35 pairs of children into line. The kids, aged 4 to 20, were dressed as princesses and queens with their escorts. Each pair stood under arches festooned with paper flowers and carried by parents and friends. They were participating in the Flower Parade, a Filipino festival that usually takes place in May. Dressed in brightly colored gowns with elaborate decorations and designs, the princesses and the others walked 2 miles through downtown Unalaska to celebrate the Catholic festival.
It was fun to just dress up and stuff like that.
What was it like to wear a gown, like such a fancy gown?
It was hard to walk on because it was long and I kept tripping over it.
Rihanna Marquez was dressed in a pale blue gown borrowed from a friend. Hers was simple compared to the magenta creations with high Spanish-style collars and bright green dresses with bunched but flowing skirts. Some of the dresses were specially made in the Philippines. Others were ordered online. Some cost almost $200. Ana Villa Alfonso explained that though the dresses at the Unalaska Festival were beautiful, it was nothing compared to the Philippines.
The tradition, the best dress that you could, is better. We try to outdo each other, see? And the more money you have to spend, the better it is. If you go in the Philippines, it is. This is really, some of it is, can be compared, but we have the best over there.
Her daughter, Angela, played the most important role in the festival, Riena Elena. Her gown was chosen from a Filipino wedding magazine. She says the parade usually takes place at dusk in the Philippines with much warmer weather.
In the Philippines, you walk through the neighborhoods, so there's more people around and the more people singing, but since it was our first time doing it here, it was good. I think it had a good turnout.
Her role was the most important because she represented Queen Helena, the mother of the first Christian Roman Emperor, Constantine. Father Nelson Murilla explained that Santa Cruzan is more than a beauty pageant. It's also a religious festival.
So it's a celebration of the founding of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, I think, and then through Queen Helena, or that is Maria Elena, and then they brought it back to Rome.
Father Murilla said that bringing the Holy Cross to Rome helped establish the city as the base for Christianity. The festival celebrates that event and also honors the Virgin Mary through offerings of flowers. As the couples walked down the streets of Unalaska, they were followed by an image of the Virgin and prayer songs playing from a car radio. In the Philippines, they would be followed by choirs, but that was harder to organize for the first festival in Unalaska. This year's Santa Cruzan was organized by the Filipino American Society as a way to show off Filipino culture to the rest of the community. It was also a fundraiser for PhilAm and for Channel 8 so that the station could provide more Filipino programming. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.